Air conditioning. Nowadays, air conditioning is so common that it is difficult to remember what life was like before it existed. First invented in New York, air conditioning keeps homes, cars, offices, and shopping centers cool and dry. One of the first areas where air conditioning had an impact on was industry. In the early 1900s, factory owners began to use air conditioning to create better conditions for the storage of supplies. Air conditioning next became common in movie theaters, offices, and stores. Then, after the end of the Second World War, smaller, less expensive air conditioning units became available, and this made air conditioning affordable for private homes. One big change was in architecture. Formerly, homes were built with high ceilings and second story so that hot air could rise away from main living areas in the summer. With air conditioning, inexpensive one-level homes could be kept cool in the hottest weather. With air conditioning, the architecture of the cities also changed. Since the windows did not need to open, but were for views alone, buildings could even be covered with glass. In the United States, air conditioning has also influenced the movement of population from the cooler northern states to the southeastern and southwestern states. Once air conditioning made life more pleasant in the summer months, states like Florida and Arizona began to draw people from the north. The use of air conditioning is seen in some Asian countries as a way to show status. In Hong Kong, for example, office managers tend to keep temperatures extremely cold to show that the company can afford it. However, the impact of air conditioning on the environment has not been so positive. Air conditioning units release polluting chemicals into the air, which contribute to global warming. In some countries, governments and industry are beginning to search for ways to reduce the harm caused by air conditioning.